the Buddha first taught the Four Noble Truths: true suffering, true origin of suffering, true cessation, and true path. He taught them because suffering has causes and conditions, and we do not want to suffer. He spoke about the origin of suffering. The Buddha taught us to identify suffering as well as its causes at different levels. Our goal is happiness, which again depends on its own causes. Happiness can be temporary or permanent. Permanent happiness is more important, which is why the Buddha taught the third noble truth, that of true cessation. The cessation of suffering is the attainment of nirvana, or the state of blissful happiness. He also spoke about the means by which one can actualize the state of the cessation of suffering. That is the true path. The Four Noble Truths consist of an explanation of happiness and suffering and their causes. The purpose of our life is happiness. From birth, we have the right to be happy, and lasting happiness must develop within ourselves. Nobody can give it to us, and no external factor can be responsible for it. It must be achieved through our own inner development. How do we integrate the Four Noble Truths into our daily practice? First, it is important to know what mind is. People sometimes get the impression that the mind is an independent entity, separate from the body. Such a mind does not exist. We cannot find an independent I outside our body. Buddhists do not accept an independent I, a permanent soul or self. Some say that as soon as the human brain ceases to function, the human mind ceases to exist. If that is so, then what about the theory of rebirth? The mind develops on the basis of causes and conditions, both immediate and distant, direct and indirect. For example, the mind that perceives a flower depends upon many conditions. One is the eye. Without this organ, even though we might have consciousness of the flower or the flower before us, we will be unable to perceive the flower. On the other hand, the mind and I alone, without the flower, could not develop an awareness of the flower. And if there was a flower and a perfect I, but no brain, again, we would not be aware of the flower. The consciousness or mind is just a subtle energy upon which everything can be reflected. Its own nature is merely luminous. Besides the human brain, there are conditions, deeper and more subtle causes of human consciousness, without which the human mind cannot develop. We call that the clear light, the innermost subtle mind. An indication of this innermost subtle mind is that at this moment, while we utilize our sense organs fully, their level is very gross. But when we dream, certain organs are not active, or their functions are reduced, and the mental state is deeper. And in the state of deep sleep, without dreams, our mind attains its deepest level. Another indication is when doctors declare someone dead, and we find that the body remains without decaying for a few days, and in some cases a few weeks. Because the innermost subtle mind is still present in the body, it continues to function. Therefore, in a deeper sense, that being has not yet departed from the body. The owner of the body, a controlling power, is still present, which is why the body does not decay. But medically or conventionally, that body is considered dead. As far as I know, there have been at least 10 or 15 such incidents in India over the last 30 years. In my senior tutor's case, after he was declared clinically dead, he remained in the state of clear light for about 13 days. Because of that, we believe that there can be deep memory about past lives. Under certain conditions, you can reflect on past experiences on the basis of clear light. Some practitioners go very deep when they meditate, and the grosser consciousness or grosser level of mind becomes inactive. Then they have memories of past lives of 100 years ago, or in some cases, events of several hundred years ago are somehow reflected in their mind. Our explanation is that the innermost subtle mind is always present. Although momentarily changing, its continuity is permanent. So there are two levels of mind. The grosser level of mind depends entirely on this body. But the most subtle mind is everlasting. On this basis, rebirth takes place.